This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Anthony says, oh, what are your predictions for the Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight tonight on pay-per-view? I got to tell you something, Anthony. Let's talk a little bit about that Roy Jones Tyson fight. I think it's a disaster in the making. They're going to stop it if there's any blood. They're going to stop it if anybody gets a little woozy. They're going to stop it if there's a small cut or anything. They're not going to allow them to really fight. It's an exhibition. So to pay $50 for something that's going to be stopped immediately for anything, we're not going to get to see a brawl. We're not going to get to see a guy get knocked down and literally get up again and his face is swollen. He's, hey, cut me, Mick, and then let me go after you and go. We're not seeing that, dude. And so to me, I think this is a sucker's moment. And I think anybody and everybody paying $50 for this and expecting a real extravaganza here, you're a fool. Now, if you're paying $50 to watch a train wreck and laugh at the moment and all that, and you don't care about the $50, great attitude. That's the way you watch the Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. fight, because they're wearing headgear. They're not really, they're not going to be allowed to really go after it. You know, so to me, this is just, and listen, I got to tell you something. There's a real twisted part in our society because these are men in their 50s already. And we want to see them kill each other in the ring, which with everything we know about CTE and concussions and everything else that comes with all of that, dementia and Alzheimer's and all this stuff, we as animals are rooting for these two guys to get in the ring and knock themselves out. Which we all know that at their ages now at this point, if they take a severe beating, it could be something that completely changes the rest of their lives. Whatever's left could be a lot worse. Just let that marinate a little bit. That's how screwed up we are as a society. That we're actually doing this. Like this. Really?
Let the younger guys beat the crap out of each other?
I mean, you know, it's...
You would think with the headgear on, though, they'd let them go a little bit more because they do have some protection, right?
Yeah, but I think they also don't want to let them go because...
Yeah.
It's two prized fighters in the history of fights.
If there
the history
were,
of boxing, that is.
If
two guys are going to go in the Hall of Fame if they're not already in the Boxing Hall of Fame. And so now you're going to hold an exhibition so they can kill themselves? It really is kind of low life on our part as a society.
God forbid something really happened from a medical standpoint and one of these guys. You know what? There would never be another exhibition fight ever, right?
Yeah. No, it just not like this. No, you won't have it. You won't have it. And then you've got the Paul one with Nate Robinson and stuff. And this is crazy. Clee Torres chimes in with the first super chat. He says, long time no see. See, he says no see because, see, Clee is probably listening on Onside Radio, but he can't see me on Onside Radio. That's a good one. I like that.